This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Scott Morrison has been announced as Australia's 30th Prime Minister, following an in-party leadership vote that saw him receive a majority 45 votes, trumping Peter Dutton's 40 votes. Morrison, a former Minister for Immigration and no voter in the postal survey, was adamant that it was okay to say no during the marriage debate last year. He also defended Israel Folau earlier this year when the rugby star came under fire for posting a handful of anti-gay messages on social media, saying that hell was God's plan for gay people. The McGowan state government has introduced bills to Western Australia's parliament to reform surrogacy laws and put an end to forced trans and intersex divorce. The proposed changes to surrogacy laws would open up access to altruistic surrogacy arrangements for male same-sex couples as well as single men. Last week, the WA government also introduced a bill to amend the legal provision which forces trans and intersex people to divorce their spouse before changing the gender marker on their birth certificate. Almost 10% of gay, lesbian and bisexual workers in regional Australia have reported experiencing casual homophobia in the workplace, and almost 12% have been bullied, according to a new study. The 2018 Australian Workplace Equality Index employee survey was conducted by Pride and Diversity and saw more than 23,000 surveys completed by employees working at 89 different organisations. Of the respondents, 3,709 identified as LGBTI. The survey found that 1 in 10 non-LGBTI employees believed LGBTI inclusion at work was no longer necessary following marriage equality. Melbourne man Timothy Rouge has pled guilty to charges stemming from the alleged extortion of $1,300 from a closeted man he met using Grindr. 34-year-old Rouge was charged in May of this year after he allegedly threatened to contact the man's fiancée were he not paid. Rouge and the man arranged to meet up at Southern Cross Station, where the victim gave Rouge $200, and Rouge allegedly erased the messages. Community leader and activist Jim Hyde has passed away over the weekend, leaving an indelible and important legacy in his wake. As both a life member of Thorn Harbour Health, formerly the Victorian AIDS Council, and its general manager in the early 90s, Hyde guided the organisation in its relocation to South Yarra, where it remained for 23 years. He was also at the helm when the first positive living centre opened in St Kilda, and was a founding member of the AIDS Council of South Australia, as well as the South Australian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. A rainbow road painted in the heart of St Kilda has been unveiled recently, something the local council has called a curtain raiser to the Pride Centre set to be built around the corner. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Another Major League Baseball star has apologised for a series of anti-gay and racist tweets. The 22-year-old has become the latest in a series of baseball players who have been exposed for their offensive posts, along with Sean Newcomb and Treya Turner. Kopech was forced to delete the tweets and says he wants to be a role model, as he would hate for kids to take what he said the wrong way. One of the NFL's first ever male cheerleaders has been homophobically abused in the lead-up to his debut performance. 25-year-old Jesse Hernandez is one of three cheerleaders to dance for an NFL team performing in the recent Saints-Cardinals match, but fans called him a homo and panty-waist under a feature story about his mum in the New Orleans Advocate.
My merits and what got me here to this position should explain for themselves, and people are going to have an opinion, and that's their opinion, and I'm just going to dance it out.
And finally, the AFLW are asking for feedback on their trans policy proposals in order to create a fair set of rules for future drafts. The new policy reportedly mandates a testosterone level in trans women of 5 nanomoles per litre for 2 years, despite the fact that the current International Olympic Committee has set their limit at 10 nanomoles. Trans player Hannah Mouncey confirmed on Twitter she's part of the group that's been asked to review the proposals and says she hopes it'll be respectful to the trans community.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.